This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Apparently the Generation Z, as we've come to know them, or the late millennials or whatever they are, wanting to be called
the founders.
The founders generation. Or what is it called? The founders generation? Is it?
That's, yeah. I'll just continue on, but do you have something to talk about here? Okay, let's.
Yeah, I want to get some calls. I just want to tease what's coming up here. Sure. Apparently, they want to be a pretty supercilious name for themselves. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Tell us what Obama's done.
Good. What about Obama? That's a very good question. You know, this man, Obama, is one with the black radicals and the Islamic extremists. And, you know, as far as the white apologists, I beg your pardon, and, the white guilty, you cannot really bargain yourself if you are one before Judge Judy. Okay? They are hand-wringing. I'm talking about the situation in California now, okay?
Yes.
Hand-wringing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the abortion clinic shooting.
You know, really, honestly, right? Really, honestly. Why is Obama being reduced to a whisper? But, why is he being reduced?
Why is Obama being what? I couldn't understand you.
Why is Obama being reduced to talking in a whisper, reacting to that horrible tragedy in California?
I mean, why is he reduced to a whisper?
About the abortion situation. The Planned Parenthood situation, he is quick to jump on that one. You know why? Because it's flashing in the newspaper now that this woman is black. Look it up, the New York Post online. You look it up, the New York Post online. Now don't make things up. My eye is lying to me because I'm in the.
Isn't the solution from the liberal side that doesn't matter which the shooting is let's grab all the guns? Isn't that what the solution is all the time?
To take away your gun.
Right, so it doesn't matter whether it's a right a radical right shooter or a radical Islamic shooter. What's that?
You know, pretty soon they're gonna go along the line of the black radical.
Who's
asking
they?
For safe zone or something like that. Basically, the idea of a safe zone.
Oh, I see. A gun-free zone?
No, we most of
no, the so the college that. Students are asking for a safe room.
A safe room, okay.
The college student asking for what, sir?
Safe room. A room that you can go in and be safe and you don't have to see, you know, somebody like holding a sign.
The gummy bears and building blocks.
Okay, but do you know what that whole idea is? Do you know what that whole idea? It's black only. If that is racist to you're telling me I'm obsessed about race? What about Obama? And he's race baiting and he's playing the race card? What do you call that?
Well, I listen to you. Honestly, Ralph, I listen to you more than I listen to Obama. Thanks for the call. I mean, you know, I almost never listen to what that guy says. I don't listen to politicians much at all. I'm tired of getting lied to. It doesn't matter to me what flavor of politician it is.
I'm still curious if Barack Obama ever feels white liberal guilt because he is half white.
I don't know. I know that the talking point on Republican radio, because I heard it on the way over here, because, you know, I listen to, unfortunately, just the local talk station, which has a lot of
what else is there
radio
to listen
shows.
To, right?
Yeah. Sports radio.
Yeah,
there's sports radio. Yeah.
Or, you know,
but music. I could learn
or music. I could care less shoot myself in the face because the music is horrible on radio nowadays. But the talking point is that Obama was all excited because originally when this San Bernardino shooting thought he's like, you know, they thought that they're accusing him of thinking that all this is going to be a white you know, Christian shooter.
Okay.
And then you find out that it's a Muslim name, and you know that, you know, and it's like, oh, now he's going to be quiet about it. That's the talking point that's out on Republican radio right now.
Okay.
So, yep. Just more of the race games. It's
I don't see why he would. I mean, because I mean, if
right,
you want to grab guns,
the agenda is grabbing guns. Who cares? Right. You know, like, right? But I guess here's the point that I could see on that. If that this is what they're trying for, grabbing guns when you're saying that the shooter is a white guy, right? It's an easier argument to sell, because if you're trying to sell grabbing guns when it's a terrorist,
yeah,
then you're being ridiculous.
Because the terrorist will get the guns anyway.
Right, because the terrorist will get the guns
anyway.
Because
the white
guy is
following
the rules.
But
also the white guy needs to protect themselves. And if you're trying to take the guns from people who are just trying to protect themselves, then you're making a really terrible argument.
But if you make an argument that the white guy is the one that you have to take the guns from, he's probably among the, compared to a terrorist at least, very likely to have followed the rules to get the gun that he has, you know, fill out the license.
That's not the way the argument is being made. And
sure it's not.
Saying, like,
the arguments are all stupid.
The arguments are all stupid, but the argument in order to have any validity weight whatsoever needs to be like, well, there are all these crazy people. It's not just Muslims. There are white people that are crazy too, and you know it could be any one of us. So you know we need to have stronger background checks. We need to go door to door and take guns. I mean, I understand where the dumb logic is trying to come from in order to have like a somewhat politically sound message to have these people not ripped from their offices immediately for being complete idiots.
After Timothy McVeigh loaded up a Ryder truck with explosives and fertilizer, no one suggested that people not be allowed to A, purchase fertilizer, or B, rent Ryder trucks.
But they did, they're tracking fertilizer purchases since then. Absolutely.
Yep, and a lot of fertilizer's recipes have been changed to no longer include ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, so that did change, in fact. What they found out there was you can blow up a building with a truck full of fertilizer.
Ammonium nitrate fuel oil. It's called ANFO.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, that's something that I can totally understand perhaps why they decided to undo that. Because otherwise you're going to have a lot of people going, you know what? All it takes is this. Right. And that's what they're going to do. I'm just so sick of the, you know, white versus black, Muslim versus Christian conversation. It's just so boring. This nation, you know, most people don't particularly care about the religious arguments here. Yeah, there are extremists on both sides, and I'm not interested in it. I guess what I saw with the abortion clinic killing was it's really poorly timed for the people that want to say that there's there aren't any Christian terrorists, because I don't see how you can call that abortion clinic killing anything but terrorism. It's people trying to rule through terror, trying to prevent other people's behavior through terror.
And I allege that guy is no more Christian than any of the Muslim terrorists are actually Muslim.
Sure, he thinks he is, and I wouldn't.
Yeah,
judge.
And you think you're a king, but you're not.
Oh, I am a king. But you don't judge.
He's a lord, a leaping.
I am the intergalactic ruler of all I survey. You don't judge Christians by the abortion shooter, and you shouldn't judge Muslims by this freak, whatever his name is, fellow either. So just, I mean, that's just demagoguery. Generation Z, Johnson.
Sure. So this generation has decided to call themselves.
Or some of them, a handful of them.
Sure, a handful of them.
The ones old enough to use the internet and vote.
Well, according to an MTV survey, essentially, the name the founders comes from the kids themselves, according to an MTV survey of more than 1,000 respondents born after the year 2000. America is still reckoning with millennials, loosely classified as those born from the mid-1980s to the late 90s, which is kind of wrong because that's Generation Y, because Generation X ends. I'm Generation X and I was born in 1978, so.
Right. What I'm seeing is that most people agree everybody born after 2005 is part of this Generation Z / iGen / post-millennial whatever.
Johnson, I think that the Generation Y is the millennials. So a generation should be about 17 years or something is what they're calling it. That's But that's what I believe.
Well, okay, believe all you want, but I know that that's not... There's Generation Y is before the millennials.
No.
So there's a whole period of people. People who were born in the early 80s were 20 by the time the millennium came around. So, no, that's inaccurate. They're supposed to be either, like, you know, children or in their, like, early teens. You know, music. It's generally based on when the music forms, 14.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
Mark with you.
Daryl.
Dan Johnson.
855-450-3733. We're talking about Well, the new generation for the new name for Generation Z apparently is the Founders Generation. At least that's what they're trying to determine at this point. And
that's what they're trying to call themselves.
And I'm getting more and more distressed about this whole generation name thing. I think it's silly, but let's go on.
Well, this will just stir you up some more, the rest of this article.
But before we go on, I do want to mention you're going to do Christmas shopping this year. If you're going to be shopping with U.S. dollars, I want to tell you to do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, please. We get, when you shop through Amazon there and Walmart, we get a little percentage of it. You get the same prices, the same service you normally would, and Free Talk Live gets a little spiff for sending you. It's shop.freetalklive.com. This is our time of the year to really make some money there. shop.freetalklive.com. Johnson?
Well, as the children of indulgent baby boomers, millennials are classified as dreamers who live to disrupt and challenge established norms. The founders, by contrast, are pragmatists who will navigate a tougher world defined by 9/11, the financial crisis, and gender fluidity.
Pragmatic. Okay, go ahead.
The previous generations had to worry about getting into college and finding a job, but the next one is tasked with cleaning up their mess. Classifying a generation's personality and goals is tough no matter what era you're looking at, but it's particularly absurd when you're interviewing a bunch of kids who have just entered high school. Their youth is almost certainly a factor in their optimism. According to MTV's press release, among the names considered were the Bridge Generation, the Builder Generation, and the Regenerator Generation.
Who would want to be
none of those are good names.
No, they're all terrible. One thing the founders have in common with other generations, they're reacting to those who came before. The terms baby boomer, Generation Xer, and millennial have all become pejoratives, though the MTV survey description of the latter is particularly rough. Millennial celebrity icon Miley Cyrus, who pushed back against Disney's model of fame.
Millennial isn't, in and of itself, the name isn't particularly, it's not a pejorative. If you think that founder can't be a pejorative, yeah, but you think that millennial can be, then you haven't figured this out yet.
Yeah.
And by the way, as best I can remember, Gen X was a band that Billy Idol had before Billy Idol went on his own. So if you consider Billy Idol edgy.
Well, the defining movie of the millennial generation is High School Musical, which disrupted the model of cliques, a phenomenon previously unseen on screen, apparently. What's more, millennials are defined by the video game The Sims, building houses within templates of society. The founders, meanwhile, live in a world of Minecraft, where regular laws of physics don't apply in all the buildings. And all the building has to be done by hand, the implication being that they're going to make a different society. Cube by pixelated cube. Their pop culture heroes are YouTube stars and Vine comedians, ordinary folk finding fame in the democratic moray of the World Wide Web.
I got to say that I don't understand YouTube stars really well, but I do see that they are a phenomenon. I don't entirely understand them. Let's go to Brian calling in from, by the way, but Generation X is an English punk band formed in 1976 with Billy Idol as their lead. Let's go to Brian calling in from Knoxville. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing today?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I saw your thing about the Elf on the Shelf training our children to live in a police state. It's a lot bigger than the Elf on the Shelf.
I would agree.
You look at how the education system has, quote-unquote, failed our children, okay? They don't teach our children to actually learn.
20% of graduates from government school are functionally illiterate.
Absolutely. My poor son is a senior. He was given a map of the states, and they were not labeled, and he was supposed to name the states. He didn't even get half right, okay?
Wow. Yeah, we had that in seventh grade, man. If you didn't get that, you were in trouble.
Yes. Now, the schools, they used to teach children how to learn. That's the whole purpose of what the education system was supposed to be about.
I don't know if they taught me that, but go ahead.
Oh, I know what you mean, because we had now they teach you just to regurgitate things. You do what we say, and you get a passing grade.
Isn't that what Name in the States is, though? I mean, isn't that just regurgitation? It's nice to be able to regurgitate that. I can still do it. I mean, I probably can name a state capital of any state you mention, but it's not a particular. It's not critical thinking skills. It's just memorization.
That's right. It's not critical thinking skills, and that is one thing our society has lost.
I don't know if we've ever had it. Take a look at FDR.
Well, we don't want to go to that subject. FDR sold us out. But you look at all, I was talking to my wife the other day, seeing a lot of rash of school lockdowns. What is all this about? Do we live in such a society that we're afraid of everything? That if a leaf blows across the yard of the school, we're going to call the cops and lock the school down? It is training our children to live like this. And
I think
and
that Ronald, that's the biggest problem with schools is they collect too many people in one place. And shooters know that children are more valuable than adults to society, and they're obviously their parents and this sort of thing. So they are drawn to these areas with this high concentration. You don't generally find small schools being targeted. It's these big ones.
Yes, and it's gun-free zones.
Yeah, it's always that.
Because if they've got guns, you're not going to attack a place, generally speaking, that has weapons.
Well, I certainly don't want to go to a place full of 11-year-olds with handguns.
Well, 11-year-olds with handguns, that's different. But if you go back in our history, like in the 70s and farther back, you had kids that brought guns to school for show and tell.
I think I got my first BB gun at 9.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I got mine around that time. I'm 42.
I'm 44.
I'll tell you what. So we lived around the same time. And I know my dad used to keep a gun on his gun rack in the truck up until probably the mid-80s. And something changed. And we see that everybody is scared to death of an object that can't walk, can't talk, but oh my God, it's the gun's fault.
You know, when my dad kept his gun in the closet, and I don't remember ever having a conversation about, Mark, you don't touch that, but I never did. And I suspected, you know, I was told when I was quite young, but it was just what it wasn't mine, and I should not be messing with it unless Dad's around, and then we can, go shoot at stuff together, and he can have his big gun. But I just never messed with it, and I think that, people are just scared that kids are always going to play with stuff. I don't know. Obviously, some will. Brian, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Craig calling in from Manchester. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just want to clear up this thing about generations because there's a couple of books, or several books actually, by William Strauss and Neil Howe. These guys have been studying generations for 30 years, and they're well known in this field. So
hold on to that just for a second here. I want to talk about generations coming up in the next segment. We're going to find out exactly what they are. Generation? The greatest generation?
Why do they need names?
I don't know. Maybe we could sell books. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You know, the question of what to name generations, it always seems to be the media folks fighting over this. What are we going to call them? We got to make sure we get a good name for them.
Yeah.
My name's got to stick. That way I become sort of famous, mm-hmm. And my name goes into a footnote in Wikipedia someplace. It's something that just keeps on going on. And, you know, I think that the terms 80s kid or 70s kid or something like that just makes more sense. Like when you were a teenager, what decade it was is more descriptive of your experience than Gen X, because Gen X runs from, like for me, I'm a Gen Xer. Gen X runs from 1965 to 1985, basically 84.
But would you consider yourself an 80s kid?
I consider myself an 80s kid because although I was born in 71, you know, how conscious are you for
what's
the first
really
7 years?
What's really interesting is I kind of consider myself kind of 90s, but I also was very, 78, born in 78. That means I was, 12 in 1980.
Yeah.
But.
No, you would have been two in 1980.
12 in 1990.
Or not 1980, yes. 1990 is what I meant to say.
You remember the 80s, but you're not an 80s kid.
That's what I was trying to say, yeah.
You're a 90s kid.
Right. We all remember the Berlin Wall falling down. We all remember the Tiananmen Square incident.
Yes, those things are true. Craig's going to clear it up for us, though. Craig, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi. No, I just want to clear up the times and the dates on these generations, because these guys that I'm referring to here have written several books on it. They go back 600 years. They've studied generations. And
they've got names for generations going back 600 years?
600 years.
I couldn't find anything online before 1901.
The Ochlellen generation.
we're the Gutenberg press generation. The Gutenberg, is that right?
You have to look up Strauss Howe Generational Theory, and it's on Wikipedia.
Okay. These guys just wanted to get their names published. Go ahead.
Right, right. But anyway, the baby boom generation, they classify it 43 to 1960. Generation X, 1961 to 81. Millennial generation, 1982 to 2004. And then the generation after that, which hasn't really been named yet, they're calling the homeland generation, is everybody that was born in 2005 to present. So I just wanted to clear that up. That's what they called it, but of course, their names don't stick.
It either sticks or it doesn't stick. So why is it that these numbers are different than what I'm seeing online? They're telling me Generation X is from 61 to 81, and why am I seeing 64 to 84? This is one of the reasons people are pulling numbers out of their butt,
and pretty much everybody can agree on the meat of the substance, but it's that little thin layer of fat around the edges that people can't agree on.
Well, I think that's probably true, but what these guys have done is put together a theory which tried to identify generations with a period of time, and as a result, the numbers may be they're going to be as good as anybody else's number, because I don't think these numbers really
mean
anything.
I'd agree with you. It's as good as anybody else's number when it comes down to it, but I think people can argue that there's different sort of times and that sort of thing. What do you think about the 80s kid, 90s kid, aughts kid, that kind of thing? Do you think that's a more effective way of just describing who these people are as a group?
Yeah, probably, except that the generations go about two decades, so you'd have to try to clarify it somewhere in there.
But that's really the point, is that you could conceivably have a Gen Xer give birth to a Gen Xer. And what do they have in common?
Not much.
DNA.
Right, they have DNA.
But anyway, Generation Y is the millennial generation. So, Courtney, that's what I think too. Want to clarify that. Oh, one more thing before I go. Have you ever tried dialing 1-800-450-FREE?
I hear that you can talk to some skilled ladies.
I did that accidentally one time, and you definitely need to dial 855-450-3733.
Well, I just accidentally dialed it and was shocked. Yeah. So
did they want to talk to you at $1.75 a minute?
They did.
Yeah, I bet they
did. Thanks for calling.
Right. Yeah, I bet they do. It just forwards to some lady at her house who's willing to talk dirty to you for a buck a minute.
It's not going to be as nice, but thanks for calling. Yeah.
We all missed the Cavalier generation by about 350 years.
Yeah, Cavalier generation.
So it's funny because the article
1618
to 1647. The very next paragraph in the article here is actually pointing out one of the points that you're bringing up here, which is Time Magazine is getting involved, saying, already pointing out that generations don't usually get to name themselves as a task that has previously fallen to luminaries like Gertrude Stein, accredited for the Lost Generation, Tom Brokaw, accredited for the Greatest Generation.
Right, that's a way to sell a book. The Greatest Generation is a book.
Douglas Copeland, whose book Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, helped popularize the phrase, but some have already noted that the irony of MTV attempting to label a generation of kids who favor mobile devices and who probably never knew MTV was originally a music network, it's a ridiculously overstated attempt by MTV to define a generational boundary, noted Don Kaplan.
I don't see any reason why MTV is any more or less qualified to define the generation than anybody else.
And it comes off like a bid to advance the network's own self-promotional agenda.
Well, there are people now that don't know Time Magazine was ever a magazine. They just know it as a website, time.com.
Yeah.
And speaking of MTV, they point out in here that there's an MTV generation, and they exclude me from the MTV generation.
Right.
I was born in 1971. I clearly remember it like 11, 10, 12, somewhere in there. I want my MTV.
Yeah, it would be more than me. I mean, even because I remember that too, but barely. You know,
I would sit and consume music videos for hours.
I just felt lucky to grow up with Beavis and Butthead.
Right. Well, I mean, Beavis and Butthead made fun of music videos.
Right, exactly.
They made fun of my generation.
Exactly. August 1st, 1981.
And we could have gone, like, we're not that far apart in age, right? I mean, we're like a high school class apart.
A couple of high school classes.
A couple of high school.
Yeah, I mean, you were probably, we're leaving elementary school.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Exiting high school.
We're 7 years apart.
Yeah.
Me and you, Johnson, we're just a couple of months apart,
exactly.
But the two of us are 7 years apart from Mr. Edge.
Yep.
So here I have a solution for this. Instead of a bunch of people who want to get preserved down in history as being the one who created the name of the generation that comes next, we just call them 80s kids, 90s kids, aughts kids.
Like,
are we going to call them tens or teens kids?
I think you have to be in your teenage years. You have to be in your teenage years, 13, 14, whatever, during that decade, and that's the foundation.
I think you can pick it yourself, because there's some people that are going to be on the edge, and they can just decide for themselves if that's what they want to do.
I guess. But I really do think it's 13, 14. And I think it does have to do with music, because when you're...
there's
a study that says when you're 14 years old, that's when, like, that's your generation for the music. Whatever music is out when you're like 14, that's your music.
It's grunge for you, right?
Yeah.
And I think that stuff's dreck.
Yeah.
I mean, absolute
grunge was a little bit after me.
Understand
actually,
them.
What's interesting is it's funny. I actually kind of went weird because I like.
I mean, I want Kaji
Gugu. I like a lot of new metal.
Till Tuesday.
Like, I like a lot of new metal is where sort of like where I.
There's certainly distinctions in that sort of thing.
I also listened to a lot of electronic music when I was really young. So.
But do you. The thing is not whether you like it or not. It's whether you imprint
right,
on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I don't identify with the band. Like, there's a lot of people that they identify with the band. They're like, oh, man, Bon Jovi, that's my stuff,
right.
Or whatever. I don't identify with the band, so, like, I guess I'm sort of like a lone wolf that I don't identify as part
of,
like,
any sort of thing. Before we get too far along, I do want to read this.
Thing.
My favorite paragraph is the last paragraph of this article because it makes a sci-fi reference. So it says, until now, the only associations I had with the founders were America's founding fathers and the villains of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, who were fascist shapeshifters from a distant corner of the galaxy. And they were... really, really horrible fascist. And I think it could be like a
who's that in Star Trek?
In Star Trek Deep Space Nine, there were... do you remember the character Odo? In Deep Space Nine, he was like a shapeshifter. He had
never
really
watched it.
Voice.
Oh, yeah.
He was the sheriff on the station quarter.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, and that whole race of aliens were like deeply fascist and wanted to rule the galaxy like in a bad way. And they were called the Founders. And, you know, I hope that's not an analogy for this generation.
Mm.
But will the name stick? There's lots of other names, Generation Z, iGeneration, they're all pretty bland, and who knows exactly what's going to stick.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, in case you want to get in this final segment, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in line on Skype, or username. Our username is lrn.fm. You ought to just send a friend request there so that you're ready anyway with Skype, because calling on Skype sounds so much better. Just send a friend request to username lrn.fm, and that way when you're ready to comment or call into Free Talk Live, bam, you're ready to go. And, yeah, that means all of you in the chat room, too. Just send that friend request, user request right now at lrn.fm on Skype. So, Daryl, I guess there's something strange has happened. Apparently, you can't send newspapers across state borders that have marijuana ads in them?
Actually, the notice that came from the United States Postal Service did not specify that you can't send them across state borders. They're saying you can't send them through the mail, regardless of whether or not it goes across a state border, if it has a advertisement for cannabis.
And thanks, Obama.
This came specifically to an association of newspapers in Oregon and in Washington, both states where
only apply to,
it's legal.
Does that only apply to newspapers, or does it apply to any advertising in general?
Specifically, or broadly refers to any advertising, but the letter went to newspaper people.
Oh, that sounds like a mass civil disobedience thing for our listeners. And anybody can make a marijuana ad.
Just send it in a regular envelope?
Yeah, to anyone.
The reasoning.
What about a postcard?
Yeah, I was just about to say postcards. Even
marijuana
openly,
postcards.
Yeah, openly in an advertisement.
The
inundate them.
The reasoning from the feds is that because cannabis is still on the federal Schedule 1 of controlled substances.
We have stupid laws put together by old people that wanted to control the market, old dead people that wanted to control the market and prevent people from using hemp to make paper. Just because we've got these old laws, you shouldn't be able to send stuff. But you're going to have to support our antiquated mail system.
Losing $6 billion a year.
So because cannabis still on the federal Schedule 1 of controlled substances, and there's some law that says that it's illegal to basically advertise anything that's illegal, the Postal Service is saying that you cannot use the Postal Service to mail a newspaper that contains an advertisement for cannabis. My question is, what are the other options? Because you can't use FedEx or UPS to send someone a single newspaper unless you put it in one of these overnight envelopes and then spend $15.
Yeah.
And who wants to do that for a 50-cent newspaper or a newspaper that you wind up giving out for free? And the letter was prompted because there was one of these free newspapers being published in both Oregon and in Washington that, well, they had an advertiser apparently that runs one of these legal cannabis businesses.
It's legal there, yeah.
Legal there. And so therefore the Fed stepped in and said, you can't do that.
Let me ask you about this, though. High Times magazine, that got shipped all over the place for the longest time. I don't know if it's
that was published. Not an advertisement for a marijuana business.
It had ads in it for seeds and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can only relay the information that I have, and the information that I have is that the Post Office sent letters to the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association. The one of the executives from the Oregon Newspaper Association, Laura Hybe, says, or rather in the letter to the association, Laura Hybe says, it's against the law. Unfortunately, the ONPA cannot do anything about this. And
yeah, well, I mean, how is the Newspaper Association going to force the U.S. mail to send this stuff? And why does the U.S. mail care? Like, either they are an independent organization, which is what they'll constantly tell you if you get the opportunity to, if they get the opportunity to, or they're not. Now, clearly they're not, because the law, we got to follow dumb laws, and they can't raise their rates when they want to, and there's all kinds of things they got to ask the government to do their business, and they get all kinds of benefits from the government. So,
right.
You know, nonsense that they're independent.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here and actually defend using the United States Postal Service.
Okay. I'm not. You can use it if you want.
And, no, the reason that I'm going to defend them is because they are this quasi-governmental agency, they have a higher standard that they have to follow in order to open a package.
Yes.
If you send a package through UPS or FedEx, they can open it because, well, we smelled something funny or whatever. The U.S. Postal Service, they need probable cause to get a warrant to be able to open a package. So if you're using one of these websites on the Tor network that allows you to purchase or sell illegal substances, you want to ship those things through the U.S. Postal Service because of that extra protection that you have.
This is not legal advice.
It's not legal advice.
People who use the Tor network probably are using the U.S. Postal Service.
They generally are.
Because they have these higher levels of protection, and it's not like they don't know it already.
And you might want to follow in their footsteps if you're doing it.
I don't recommend any particular activity like that. Go ahead.
One of the U.S. Senators, Ron Wyden from Oregon, was contacted for more information. He said he's waiting for more information before deciding whether to continue to run marijuana ads. I don't know why a U.S. senator is running ads unless he owns one of these newspapers. He said, we haven't set a long-term strategy. We can't know until we know more. So it sounds like right now they're in a wait-and-see sort of pattern, but this is just something very interesting to me, to where basically you have something akin to censorship that is not being called censorship.
Well, I guess if the government censors all kinds of things. I suppose this is just a reasonable expectation. This is going to have to go to court at some point.
Of course.
The question I would have is how could the United States federal government make alcohol illegal without by having to pass an amendment? It took an amendment to make alcohol illegal.
Yes.
But when it came to making marijuana illegal, they just passed some dumb law.
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't they have reached the level of amendment?
One would think, and that initial some dumb law, the Marijuana Tax Act, was ruled unconstitutional 30 years later by the U.S. Supreme Court, and then it was a couple years after that where Nixon said, okay, we need the controlled substances, and states, you guys have to all pass this thing, otherwise you don't get federal monies.
It's always that. That's the same way with seatbelts, too. And,
New Hampshire has thus far resisted.
Yeah, it's only like $3 million or whatever it is in funding. But somebody puts in for it every 2 years, some usually Democrat. It's like, we just got to make sure that adults are wearing seatbelts in New Hampshire, and then we get $3 million. It's like winning the lottery.
But the funny thing is,
it's
New Hampshire...
It's the tyranny lottery.
Based on reports that I've seen, New Hampshire has a higher rate of seatbelt usage than any other state in the country.
Inaccurate. It is higher than Massachusetts, which is one state beneath us, but we are the 49th in the numbers that I saw, unless New Hampshire jumped polls that I saw.
Oh, you know what? I'm confusing the insurance with
seatbelts.
Yeah. Because New Hampshire also does not require insurance.
No minimal requirement for auto insurance in New Hampshire, but most people have it. And that is, quite odd, but most of the requirements for auto insurance in other states are pretty minimal, too. In Florida, the crap insurance you needed was, there wasn't much to it. Even I, as a young person, could afford that. My parents required me to have a higher level of insurance to drive their cars. So, there you go. New Hampshire has its advantages and disadvantages as far as it goes, but as a location for the Free State Project, I think we've got hope, and other places, they're just devolving and deteriorating as time goes by. We've got 20% of the New Hampshire House are nominal libertarians, and that means that the conservative bills and liberal bills that go through the New Hampshire House have to make it past the libertarians in order to get through. And that is what gives me the largest hope for the Free State Project. So there you go. Drive safe out there. It's been Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Please do your Christmas shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There you get the same prices, the same service you normally get on Amazon. We get a little bonus. If you've got Bitcoin, go through saveatpurse.com and save 20-30% on your Christmas gifts. Saveatpurse.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.